This week in the Famicom Dojo podcast, we're heating up talking about sports games that aren't really about sports. Future Retro is owned by indie creators, and our pile of shame is dominated by, what else? Wii U. Topics appropriate for the last week of the Winter Olympics, except we didn't play the game based on it.
Welcome to the Famicom Dojo podcast.
I'm Vink.
And I'm Sean.
Hey, Sean, do you play a lot of sports video games?
Almost none.
Me neither. All right, thanks. That was the Famicom Dojo podcast. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, apparently, and, and Zune Marketplace. So we'll see you next time. Until then, Okay, I guess we could talk a little more about it.
Yeah, wait.
a modern sport. Gosh, what was the last sports video game you played?
Like a proper sports video game, I think I might have played some FIFA.
Yeah.
Like in the early aughts or whatever. But the last one that like I properly owned was like Quarterback Club 96 because I had like Brett Favre on the cover.
Yeah, he was also on the cover of like some like 2007 game as well. That guy had a long career.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
You'll never meet you, Brent.
That's a joke that, I'm not going to explain it.
Okay, anyway.
What about you?
Gosh, the last proper sports game I owned? Probably also FIFA series. And I think on Sega Saturn.
Oh, God. It's even older.
When was in America? When was that song? Woohoo! Do, 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 do. Woohoo! Because that song was in it.
Oh, man. I don't even know.
97 or 98. I liked those soccer games, but improper sports games. Oh, I probably Super Mario Strikers.
Sorry, when you said improper sports games, I thought it was like a panty raid or something. Like I didn't understand what that meant.
Well, like not a licensed team sport game or anything.
Okay, so like Super Mario Strikers. I had a lot of fun with Wii Sports, I guess.
I guess that counts as a sports game, but in general, okay, this is going to shock a lot of people. I know this is going to be a stunning revelation. Okay. If you're not sitting down, please sit down. If you're driving, please slam on the brakes right now. But I'm not really a guy who's much into sports.
No.
Looking at me, you'd think, man, that guy, he was totally junior varsity in. Is junior varsity higher than varsity or lower?
It's lower.
in football.
Oh goodness.
No. I was forced to play soccer as a kid for about 6 years, but I still remember I was in sixth grade, it was like my last year, and I'm just running around on the soccer field like not paying any attention at all. And because I didn't really want to be there. And I remember I was thinking to myself, this is how Mode 7 is going to look. And I'm like, wow, because it was kind of divided into squares. And I'm like, I was thinking of Pilot Wings, which was, I guess, new at the time. And I'm like, this is how Mode 7 works, running around like this. And I'm like, it would be really great if there was a Mode 7 soccer game.
And was there?
There was, but I don't think I ever played it.
Cool story, bro.
Well, I would be playing soccer, and the whole time I'd be waiting until the coach finally went, you know, Kevin, all you're doing is walking around. Usually on one side of the field. Why don't you get this next quarter out? And my friend, who also had no business being on a soccer team, and I would sit there and like talk about Fester's Quest or whatever other bad Famicom game we were currently playing.
Oh dear.
Yeah, that's that was the most fun of the soccer thing, was the quarters we weren't playing.
That's too bad. I had a lot more fun in soccer than that.
No, I should have enjoyed it more, but I was just a nerd, though. I did cross-country running for a while. I liked that a lot more.
Yeah, a little hard to talk doing that, though, I guess.
That's true. I played basketball for a while, and I liked basketball, but I was really bad at it. But so sports video games is not something that really appealed to me very much, except that some sports video games were just good video games.
We mentioned basketball. I think one of my favorites was NBA Jam.
Oh, man. I played that game so much.
I mean, and this just shows our age, I think. But, like, I mean, the fact that we mentioned that game at all, but, you know, they were, like, weird things like the big head modes, and they were like celebrity heads, and one of them was Bill Clinton. So yeah, just imagine that.
Someone mentioned on our Facebook feed that they just acquired a copy of the game and was playing as Prince Charles.
Oh, goodness. How many copies of that game do I have? Was there a Sega CD version or something?
I think there was.
I own it.
Jaguar version. There was a 32X version that's really expensive now.
Yeah, I don't think I have that, but I think I wanted it, and I think I was shied away because of how expensive it is. And I'm pretty sure I have a Sega or Super Nintendo version of, like, Tournament Edition.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I ever actually owned it, but all my friends owned it, so I didn't need to own it. But I rented it a lot of times because – did you have a Blockbuster near you when you were growing up?
Oh yeah, I used Blockbuster until around 2006 or 2007 even.
Did you play in the video game tournaments they had?
I did not know such a thing existed.
They had like regional tournaments, and the first year they had it, and that's the year my brother and I both got into like the semifinals. The games that were NBA Jam, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, and Clay Fighter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it was like a fighter special Blockbuster edition. It had a couple additional fighters, and that was how they got you, because you couldn't rent it anywhere else, and you couldn't buy it. It was only available at Blockbuster and only available as a rental. I think it's worth something now because of that. Yeah,
that's crazy.
But we rented these games a lot, and we played them, and I remember I did really well in NBA Jam, and that's the only thing that really carried me through.
For those who don't know what NBA Jam is, look it up for one thing. But for another, it's a 2-on-2 basketball game where you control, I think, both players. It's just like, or is it a 4-player game? Maybe the arcade version was?
I think it was a 2-player game.
It's just 2-player. So, like, yeah, you would pass the ball to one of your 2 players. And then the idea was to, like, you know, dunk as many times in a row as you could, or shoot as many times in a row as you could. And then you do really, really crazy stunts the more as you heat it up. And whatever. It was just a lot of frenetic fun. It wasn't a proper basketball simulator at all.
Commentary was amazing.
Right?
Shaka-laka-laka. He's heating up. Ugly shot. He's on fire. Yeah,
and they had actual licensed characters, like actual licensed players in that game, right?
And I mean, this was the heyday. This is the heyday of, like, well, at least for us Midwesterners, you know, the Chicago Bulls were, you know, you had Jordan, Pippen, and, you know. Wow, you know, I never really even watched basketball as a kid, but I think most of my basketball knowledge comes from NBA Jam. but yeah, just really good. But it was so arcadey, like you wouldn't be unlikely to finish a game where one team had like 300 points or something, right. You know,
especially a 2-on-2 game.
Themselves were only like 15 minutes long too. But it was fun because it didn't take itself seriously. It wasn't a basketball simulator. It was just pure fun.
There was an N64 version, wasn't there?
I don't know if there was.
Because I seem to remember playing that at my friend Scott's house, and he had like every N64 game that came out the first year.
There might have been, or something similar to it. But there's a new NBA Jam. They made a Wii NBA Jam.
What?
Yeah. And an iPhone one.
I'm looking that up.
Yeah, they made a Wii one, and I think they ported it to PSN and Xbox 360 as well.
Oh goodness! Yeah, all right. Let's look this up.
Title, yeah.
Oh man. Well, what other games did we play? I'm trying to think. Like you mentioned, Super Mario Strikers, which I didn't play, but I know exists.
Yep. I mean, for those fun kind of games. Tecmo Bowl. You play Tecmo Bowl, right?
Tecmo Bowl? Actually, wasn't Super Tecmo Bowl an NES game? Like there was Tecmo Bowl and Super Tecmo Bowl?
It might have been. I know they made a Super Nintendo version.
Oh, but sorry. There's Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Super Bowl, which is not the same thing as Super Tecmo Bowl. Yeah. Oh, that's confusing.
That's it. There's two on the NES and one on the Super Famicom. I'm Super Nintendo. Well, they made Famicom versions, of course. It's Tecmo.
Right.
Those were great.
Right.
Because you didn't have to know plays or anything. It was just arcadey fun. They had kind of a. Did you ever play the Blitz series? Those were on 64.
Oh yeah, those. Yeah, that I remember for sure. Those were kind of silly and fun too.
For high impact football. Genesis, Mutant League Football.
Mutant League Football. You know, I think most of the games like this I played were baseball games, actually.
There were a lot of, like, arcadey baseball games. Which ones did you play?
Bad News Baseball and Base Wars.
I don't think I played either of those games. For me, it was Baseball Stars, which I played in the arcade, the Neo Geo game. And, what was it? Baseball Simulator, which was crazy. It sounds like it would be a serious game, but it was just, I don't know, it was weird. You could do all these, like, crazy physics things.
Okay.
I don't know how to really describe it. Everyone should look it up, Baseball Simulator. It was called, like, Baseball Simulator, like, 1000 or something. And then, of course, recently I played a lot of the Neo Geo one, Super Baseball 2020, I think it's called. It's like robots. It's robot baseball.
And that's what Base Wars is, too. And I loved that game to death. Like, there's like three or four different kinds of robots. It's like one with the wheel, one with, like a tank and one with like a hovercraft. And one that's like an actual proper anthropomorphic android. And like most of the time it's not regular baseball, except like they'd pitch by like shooting out of an arm cannon. And you would fight. Like if there was a contested ball, like you were caught on the baseline on the way to a base or you tried to steal, you would fight instead of just being automatic out. And then whoever won the fight, you know, if you're like the runner, you continue. So you could just fight your way through all four bases and keep stealing.
That's cool.
And then your robots would be damaged for the next game if you lose fights. So you had to repair them and spend money to repair them. It's just, oh man, I love that game so much.
I think I'm gonna have to look into that one.
Yeah, it's the full title is Cyber Stadium Series Base Wars.
That's cool. I mean, they had so many cool games like that. They had Soccer Brawl, and I don't know, just oh. I've never enjoyed boxing games, but come on, Punch Out.
Oh yeah, that's not really a boxing game, is it? I really, pile of shame. I think I found it. I have not played much of the new one, but yeah, the old one. I have the Mike Tyson version too.
Yeah, me too.
So that's a super fun game.
It's more of a rhythm game than a sports game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more about like watching for patterns and like little hints and clues, and yeah, because if you're trying to play like a boxing game, you're not going to get very far.
I just got Telero Boxer recently. So again, I had it about 15 years ago. I got it again. Nice. For the Virtual Boy. Yes. Yes, I have a Virtual Boy. Yeah, comfortable with that. I am enlightened.
If the only kind of light you like is red, then you're very enlightened.
Dude, the Virtual Boy is... So punch him.
Punch Out. So I knew at the time Punch Out was an arcade game, but I didn't realize how kind of bad the NES version of it was.
No. Don't. No, the NES version is fantastic. What's bad about it?
Well, it's not bad. It's just that, so the arcade version was like two screens, right? And,
yeah.
So it might work as like a DS title now if they were to properly remake it. But, like, you know, you didn't have a little Mac. You had, like a see-through kind of, you know, computer generated guy. And so maybe like little Mac's like a joke, like, you know, they didn't or couldn't do that practically for the NES. So they made a guy that was so short, you could actually see your opponent.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. But like all the same characters were in it, but it looked so much better. Like the graphics were so much better and the sprites were bigger and everything, but it's still a really fun game in the NES. It's just, it didn't look the same. So, of course, did I play Super Punch-Out on the Super NES? No.
Neither did I. I skipped that one. I don't know why. I was such a fan of Punch-Out, and I played the Wii version. I've actually played Punch-Out very recently for the first time. It's pretty good, but I don't know. It's not... I'm looking through it with no nostalgia whatsoever.
It also spawned one of the most racist memes ever.
Yeah?
Yep. Moving on.
Yeah. I mean, that game was charmingly racist the entire way through.
It's true.
I don't know what to say. I'd go like Japan, look at how they portray all these other races, but then you look at how they portray Japan in that game.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Piston Honda. Japanese, like Toyota, you know, it's just like wearing like a samurai headband and like, yeah. I don't know, like it's easy to be offended by that game, but it's hard to be offended by that game because it's definitely racist, but it doesn't look like anybody was being racist to a mean end, although that's a path I don't want to go down because racism. Hey, the Virtual Boy.
I'm sorry. I said anything.
Oh, man. But so I loved sports games like that. What happened to them?
Well, I think they were able to do real simulators is what happens to them. Like when you hear someone talk about a sports game, they might talk about the Wii U in a way it's like, oh, well, I can pick my football play from, you know, the gamepad. No one else can see it on the screen. Because the way they would do that with those games was that they'd like let you go through some menus on screen that everyone would be able to see it. But you see like three players at once or whatever. And then you can just pick one on your controller and no one would know which one it was. But they could guess it's like one of those three. So if you play enough with each other, you can probably guess what play someone's doing. But those games got so good and the AI improved so much and they came out annually. Maybe that's the problem. They came out annually.
Well, I just... EA is the problem.
Uh-oh. Cover your ears, children.
I mean, EA is the problem. It made... They became such a huge juggernaut in the sports games things that by either becoming the only game in town, such as football, or just being able to invest the amount of money into you know, making the simulator, they basically just drove everyone else out of business for everything except baseball.
I guess.
I mean... There used to be so many football games. Okay, Sega had their 2K series. Fantastic. Oh, that's one that I played. Dreamcast.
Right.
NFL football, like the original one.
Right.
Never played any of the online ones, but I kind of wish I had now. But those games were great. And they continued up until 2K5. And then EA bought exclusive license to NFL players.
Right.
So now no one else can make an NFL game. And what that means is that Nintendo systems no longer have football.
Yeah.
EA pulled out of making football games, and no one else can use the NFL license, so Nintendo cannot have an NFL football game. Period.
I'm heartbroken, really. That's
a deal breaker for a lot of people, though.
I suppose.
Not for me, but yeah, it's a deal breaker. But nobody else is trying to make a football game because without the NFL licensed players, you know, they've got to cut. Me, as a retro gamer, I love it when they didn't get the official licenses because then they have just stupid sports teams' names.
All right.
You know, the Louisville Balloonatics, or I don't even remember some of they came up with these amazing team names, you know.
But, yeah, you know, like NFL, NBA, and all that stuff are big business for sure. But yeah, like if you don't have the official licenses and you can't make the billions of dollars that come with it, then it opens up the space to make the silly games again, doesn't it?
Well, someone tried a couple of years ago. Oh, who was it? I'd have to look it up. Someone attempted to make, like, it was called like All Pro Football, and it was like a PlayStation 2 Xbox 360 game. It was very customizable, so much so that if you took the time and effort, you could put, you know, you could make the teams, you know.
Nice.
But the thing is, without that official branding, it sold terribly. Though a lot of people say it was a very good game.
But doesn't that kind of go to the type of gamer you are, too? Like, there are people who just play football games, but they're not gamers. And if you accuse them of being that, they'll probably punch you through the face to the back of your skull.
Not me, because I've already admitted that I'm not a sportsman.
But yeah, like, you know, there are just, like, you know, there's the bro gamer out there. This is all they do, is they buy the same franchise year after year and don't think anything of it.
Well, it's on the decline, though. I mean, the last Madden game sold worse than any in the last decade. So,
oh yikes!
So I mean, maybe even I just it's a I mean, they're stat updates. That's what they are, you know.
Right.
With minor things, and like I know someone who worked on Madden games, and you know, and I feel bad to say that to these people. Do work pretty hard, but you know, it's the game of football, and you can add better graphics and you can add different players, but I mean, you know, it's football. And Madden has decided that it is a realistic simulation. And for me, that's not as fun as playing one of these kind of oddball arcade-y type games.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. But on the other hand, I haven't played one of those kinds of games in a really long time either.
And I think you make a valid point, though. Like, maybe it's not that companies have chosen. Maybe it's gamers have moved on. Because, as I said, NBA Jam came out a few years ago, and you didn't even know.
Exactly.
I don't know. Are there any like arcade-y type games now? I mean, is the sports game genre only EA now? I mean, EA doesn't even make a really good baseball game. They've got NBA. No, what? Hold on. MLB The Show, and apparently that's the big one right now.
Okay.
That's the best one. Do you remember when Nintendo was making baseball games?
Wait, no.
Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Owned the Mariners, you know.
Oh man, so yeah, that we're old.
Oh, that was a fun baseball game.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo, during the ending days of the GameCube, Nintendo announced the game, Nintendo, like, Baseball Pennant Race. And apparently it was done. The game was finished, but it just never got released.
Wow.
A lot of people thought it would be ported over to the Wii, but again, never came up. Maybe it was licensing or something, but there were box art and everything out there, screenshots, videos. And it just never got released.
All right. Okay. Confession time. There was one other game I did play.
Yeah?
Scottie Pippen Slam City.
Is that a basketball game?
It's a basketball game. And I played it recently because, relatively recently. So way back when we started our season two stuff and we were doing all of our research into Sega, I got myself a Genesis and a Genesis 2 and a Genesis 3 and a Model 1 Sega CD system.
Okay.
And then, you know, because I found one at a retro shop, because I bought most of these online, I also bought a 32X. And there is a game, there are very few of these, but there's a game that's like a 32X CD game that requires all three components to play.
Sequel that way too, like an enhanced graphic version. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the point of the 32X is to like have like a better color palette so it could stream more realistic footage from the CD. And one of these games was Scottie Pippen Slam City, and it is not, I mean, it's ostensibly a first person 1-on-1 basketball game.
Okay.
But it's all footage. It's all like, you know, like filmed footage. So it's almost like a QTE without any prompts kind of thing. Like
Wait. So it's all real-time video? I mean, not sorry. It's all full motion video.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
So, like you're supposed to watch your opponent and like time your move to go around them. Otherwise, they will smack you down. Like you try and shoot and get a, you know, you will not play do well in this game if you don't have some kind of instinct for how to do a 1-on-1 basketball game. And they will trash talk you, like in such a ridiculous manner. Because this is like, you know, this is like mid-90s we're talking about here, like early 90s more like, because this is Sega CD. And so like everyone's got this ridiculous hair, you know, it's like filmed on a soundstage, like really obviously. And there are these weird little storylines because like it'll cut away from the game to like this guy who's trying to pick up like your girlfriend or whatever. And like if you do a really bad job at the game, he'll succeed and she'll go home with him.
I kind of want to play this game.
Oh, it's so ridiculously bad. I've brought it to conventions to show off. Just like the you need three power adapters just to play this game.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, Sega actually released a Sega branded power strip just for this purpose.
Does it have Scottie Pippen's face on it?
It does not, but it does have four. Slots, I think, so in case they had to add on anything else to their system. Really bad. Oh my goodness. But that was probably the most recent sports game I played, even though it's a like 20-year-old game.
Well, thanks for telling me. I mean, I know
that was really hard to get off my chest, by the way.
Confess things like that, but wow. I just have no interest anymore in like modern sports games. I don't know. I'm not a big soccer fan. Don't like to watch it. But if I did play a modern sports game, I'd probably play one of those because they still seem a little bit arcadey. You know, just I was never really a sports gamer, but a lot of my friends were. A lot of my friends were. So I'd go over and we'd play. You ever play Bases Loaded?
Yes.
More realistic. That was a little more realistic than a lot of them, but. Man, that was fun. Hey, the people that game was programmed by we're in my hometown here.
What?
Yeah.
Where you live now?
Yeah, where I live right now.
Oh, I think you did tell me this once.
The one of the like hero at Famicom Dojo, he knows the guy who like programmed that for Jellico, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was a Kyushu-based company.
That's crazy.
Hey, I think, yeah, and that game sold tons. It's probably one of the cheapest games you can buy these days.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sold so many when it came out, but it was quickly replaced, you know?
Sure.
So there's copies of it everywhere, because old sports games don't retain much value.
No.
That's a game you can get for like half a dollar pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
I like the Bases Loaded series. But, yeah. I don't know. I think the people, the sports games have come to such a way that, like, there is just the football game, the baseball game, the basketball game, the golf game. Do you remember how many golf games there were? Everyone had a golf game. T&E Soft had golf, and Hal had golf, and that, you know, there was a million different golf games, and now there's just Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I suppose. Even that was looking sketchy for a while, if you know what I mean.
Another golf series out there.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
If there is, it's not well enough known that I know about it, you know. Maybe some on the PC. You know, there's like Hot Shots Golf. Oh, hey, Hot Shots Golf is still an arcadey fun golf.
Oh, yeah.
Way well, to go, so.
Isn't Hot Shots Golf more or less Mario Golf now?
Well, Hot Shots Golf was a Sony franchise, Mina no Golf.
What am I thinking of then?
Mario Golf is pretty similar. Oh, man. I thought of another recent sports game I played. Not recent, but not super old. On the Dreamcast, Virtua Tennis was amazing.
Okay.
What? Don't give me that. You never played it, did you?
No.
That's why you're saying that. You're like.
I'm sorry.
Same reaction I had when my friend told me, "Hey, I got this great new Dreamcast game, Virtua Tennis," and I went, "Pass." Seriously, if you can probably get a copy, not that expensive.
Yeah, but would I really want to?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
All right.
It was also the first game that I was playing that I went, wow, this almost looks like watching TV. And that's back in Dreamcast days.
Can't it just, you know, play like the Wii Sports Tennis that's out for Wii U now? Wait, is there tennis?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bowling?
Bowling, yes. Golf, yes.
Tennis and golf, yeah. I think boxing didn't make it over.
Well, that's too bad.
And baseball, but that was never really all that good on the Wii Sports. No, Virtua Tennis. And they made like a Virtua Tennis 2K2 or something as well, and I never played that one, but the first one, it's great.
Okay.
Beach Spikers.
Oh, Beach Spikers. Wasn't that GameCube? Yeah. Oh, no. And then there's like the Dead or Alive volleyball game, and I don't know.
Yeah, there was volleyball in that.
Jeez. Okay. Would any of these games qualify for future retro?
Virtua tennis. What am I talking about? Virtua tennis, definitely.
Okay.
That is a fantastic game. And I don't like tennis. I'm not interested in tennis, but it was a fun game. And what was really interesting was you could actually play it with the TV off.
What?
On the VMU. You could actually. Oh.
All right. So the first off TV play by Dreamcast.
That Nintendo.
All right. I don't think my subtle attempt at a transition worked, though.
Okay. Anybody who has their own idea of a sports game that maybe we missed, maybe there still are arcadey ones. We just thought of the Hot Shots right near the end, but there apparently is a Mario Golf coming out as well. But tell us your favorites of the classic era of arcadey weird sports games. Or defend EA, because someone's got to.
Someone's got to try, anyway. All right, what do you got in your future retro for this week?
Okay, my future retro this week is a game we've mentioned on this show before, but I think requires further mention. I would like to once again recommend Braid.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
And I only mention it again because if anyone's just starting with our podcast right now, play it.
Yeah, if you don't know, it's a platformer, or at least it seems like one. It's more like a deconstruction of a platformer and kind of a deconstruction of the whole like a princess trope.
Yeah.
In general, which a lot of platformers are about. So yeah, pick that up.
It's an art game, and it is, it's a little pretentious, but it does it in a way that you can totally ignore that and just play it for its amazing mechanics and gameplay.
Yeah. I mean, like, apart from making commentaries about the genre, it, makes the platformer this whole other thing that no one's tried to replicate since, I don't think.
Unfortunately, neither have they. I want another.
Can you make another game? I don't know.
But it doesn't even have to. It doesn't have to be a sequel or anything like that. I want more games that try to do the things that Braid tried to do. That still have some ingenuity in them.
Have I played any of the Jonathan Blow games? Do I care to? Wasn't there one he's been working on forever that hasn't come out yet?
He made another game than Braid. I know he's working on stuff, but
yeah, man, I don't know. That came out a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Okay, how about you?
I played this a little while ago, actually. I still need to get the full version because I just played the beta, but I really enjoy Papers, Please.
Oh, that's an indie too, right?
Yeah. So it looks like a retro game, but it was definitely made more recently. But it's kind of the joke, right? Because it's taking place in some kind of satellite Soviet former republic.
You're trying to get into the country or something, right?
No,
or...
you're someone working at the border, keeping people out or letting them in according to the increasingly complex rules that are handed down to you by your fictional country. It's really interesting. There's these people who keep trying to get in. If you don't pay attention, then there's a terrorist attack. And then, yeah.
Are you a bad guy or a good guy?
You're just a guy trying to feed his family. So at the end of every shift, you have to make a decision about if you're you have your wife and your child and your mother-in-law and your brother or something, or someone's uncle. They all get alternately sick or cold or hungry. And, especially if you screw up, you only have so much money, to feed or, heat or, give them medicine, and then, the worse you do, the more they die. It's really kind of sad. So it's at some point, what you're supposed to do. It's the right thing to do, even if it's against the rules. But, your kid's sick and needs the medicine, so you deny them their visa or whatever.
Whoa.
Right? It's this whole kind of moral conundrum thing. There was this one situation, ears off for a few seconds if you don't want to hear this, have this spoiled for you. Where this guy has every right to come back into the country, but you're being warned by these other immigrants that they're being forced to work in the sex club, and if you let the guy in who told you not to let in, you'll see a newspaper report later that everyone in the club got killed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Social commentary.
Right.
Okay, I think I might. Is it as deep as it sounds? I don't know if I can play a game that's is it a pick up and play?
Yeah, I mean, it starts off really simple. The rules are really simple. It only gets more complex later, and you kind of ramp up, and you really have to start paying attention because you will slip up. It's just pretty much a guarantee at some point you will. But the first offenses are usually just a warning, but then they get kind of progressively more severe. As it goes on. Yeah, I only played the beta, like I said, so I got to the end of it, and it didn't get any more story, but I wanted to play more. So I think this is that addictive quality, and then just the potential social commentary. Plus, it is kind of silly, because it's not real former Soviet republics, but it's kind of the same dynamic.
Huh.
Yeah.
And Pile of Shame?
Pile of shame. New Super Luigi U. I picked up my copy at the same time I sent you yours.
Oh, God. Now you're making me feel guilty, too, because I put it in and I played a little bit, but then I'm like, oh, I want to see what Super Mario 3D World's like, and I haven't put it in again.
Well, see, at least you have some excuse because you didn't get yours until, you know, well after I bought it. I had mine the entire time and just never played it. So it's like since August, I want to say.
It's really, really good. It's fun. But I mean, I don't know. I just 3D World just had so much innovation. Like, I think Luigi is like a distilled, like a very, very good version of 2D platforming Mario. But I just, yeah. I wasn't starved for 2D platforming Mario.
Right.
So much of it the last 5 years, you know, pretty much a game a year. But 3D Mario, been a long time since Galaxy 2. So,
yeah, and like I said before, last episode, Mario 64, I would love a remake. And this is not that. I mean, Mario 3D World is not that, but it's the closest thing we're going to get anytime soon, I think. Yeah. No, I did play it a little bit, though, at Phil Bond's place, which was apparently enough for me for the time being.
But here's a fun thing.
Okay.
If you have a game save from Super Luigi U, mm-hmm. okay, and you put in Super Mario 3D World, it unlocks a mini game.
Oh shoot! Well, I better get on that then.
Luigi Brothers.
Oh, that's how you get that.
Or you can beat Super Mario 3D World, but
okay.
Yep.
Nice. Well, and the year Luigi continues, I guess.
Indeed, indeed.
Okay. So what's yours?
I got it when I bought my Wii because it was cheap and fun, but I have yet to open up Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
I can forgive you for that. I don't really like Tekken personally.
Well, I mean, I've always been for Namco Fighters, I've always preferred Soul Calibur to the Tekken series.
Yeah. And
preferred Virtual Fighter to Tekken for the non-weapons based fighters, just because I was a Dreamcast guy, you know, and a Sega Saturn guy. But, so I pretty much ignored Tekken games, but it was $20, and I know that it had Mario costumes and stuff and the power ups like that, but I can't bring myself to maybe if I had someone here who wanted to play a fighter with me, you know, or
you can play that one online, can't you?
Yeah, we could. If we arrange to play at the same time, and then we'll probably.
Well, I mean, you could have random matches, I think.
Yeah, that. Yeah, if anybody owned a Wii U.
Yeah, there's that.
Matches. Unless the game's pretty new, the Wii Online is pretty terrible. We'd need to kind of arrange to meet. I don't think the community is big enough that during the times that I'm awake, there'd be people awake to play.
Right. Good point.
You know, I mean, if I was playing, you know, when Smash comes out, it'll be really easy to get a random battle on that. But this game never sold in high enough numbers that there's always people on, you know. Kind of like you in Mass Effect 3. Fast or anything else on the Wii U.
Actually, I don't know if Mass Effect 3 is that bad. I know it was Assassin's Creed 3 that was pretty bad, though.
I know I say this every single podcast, but I love the Wii U. I love it. I love it. I love it. But man, that thing's doing bad.
Yeah. The Nintendo investor meeting or the business strategy meeting, whatever it was, the minutes for that came out a few weeks ago, and it doesn't seem like Nintendo really understands what they're doing wrong.
The worst part is Nintendo doesn't think they're doing anything wrong, and that's what's going to kill them. Is Iwata's like, nah, everything's fine. This is going to turn around. 9 million by the end of March. Whatever. I mean...
Yeah, the future is non-wearable health and fitness games, apparently.
I like Iwata. I think he's fun. I like watching the Nintendo Directs. I like he's a great game designer. he's been behind a lot of important projects or production staff on Kirby and Earthbound, and you know, he's great, but man, that guy doesn't know business. Or maybe he does. Was the Wii a fluke, or was that Iwata being a genius and then suddenly he isn't anymore? I don't know.
The markets change, man. There wasn't an iPhone out in 2006.
I suppose, but I don't know. Maybe it's time for Iwata to go back to being a game designer and get someone in Nintendo who's going to localize Earthbound 3. Wow, that wasn't even connected, but...
I see where your priorities are.
But that's my main reason.
Oh, good grief.
To approve the localization of Earthbound 3. And then Nintendo can just fold for all I care.
And scene. It's been a fun 30 some odd years in the video game space and 100 however many playing, making Hanafuda cards.
It all
we're right. Out.
Let's do a podcast sometime about the future of Nintendo, though, especially with all those new figures. And like,
man, I don't know. I've heard and had enough of this about hearing the future of Nintendo from Reddit.
That'll be a short podcast because Nintendo has no future.
Well, if you think Nintendo has no future, why don't you leave us a message on Twitter, Facebook, well, probably not Instagram so much, or our YouTube channel, or email us at podcast@famicom.tv. Leave a message on our show notes because those are always full of interesting things that we talk about during the show, and or call us at 608-492-1923. If you're listening to us via podcast and you hear us on our free to iTunes storefront, please rate us and leave a comment. We love hearing from you, and every little bit helps.
Well, if you like the show. If you don't, please keep that to yourself.
We're also on Stitcher Radio for free as well, if that's the kind of thing that interests you.
And if you have any, you can share with us some blurry Instagram photos with strange filters. Show us your gaming stuff. We've been getting a lot of comments lately on our Facebook. Just people just showing us some crazy hardware. A couple weeks ago we got a gigantic. Someone finally completed the stack of the Sega CD and everything, and then stuffed an adapter on top of that.
Right. So. Oh, in case anyone is curious, we are working on videos right now. In fact, some of them might be up by the time that this podcast goes up.
Videos, yeah, we still do those.
Yeah, we do. In fact, I was just listening to some of the episodes from our Onslaught in 2012, which is like a year and not quite a half ago. And I think this is going to top the Onslaught.
Wow.
Yeah.
Slot on. Okay.
So next time the dojo is
doomed.
Famicom Dojo.